The life and loves of a librarian named Peggy are the subject of a first novel by Elizabeth McCracken. Alan Chews reviews the new book called The Giant's House.
The giant of the book's title is James Carlson Swett, and when we first catch sight of him, towering over the circulation desk where librarian Peggy Court presides, he's only 11 years old and already over 6 feet tall. At first, the librarian, who's also the narrator of this novel, takes only a professional interest in James's development, finding books for him in some of his favorite areas of interest, mainly sleight-of-hand tricks and magic. James's height soars in the first decade covered by her account. At 16, he's grown to 7 feet 5 inches. At 20, he reaches nearly 9 feet and weighs over 400 pounds. All this while, Peggy finds herself thinking unprofessional thoughts, fascinated by this towering fellow with delicate bones who's constantly in and out of the hospital. I was pretty fascinated myself, not only with the unique character of James and the history of his education into life and love, but also with the progress of this uncommon friendship. Librarians, Peggy tells us, are paid all day to be generous, and no one recognizes our generosity. James finally recognizes Peggy for what she is. The only question I'm left with is, how will librarians shelve this curious and engrossing book? As a love story? As a contemporary romance? I think, when all's said and done, I would take a tip from James the Giant and catalog it under magic.
Elizabeth McCracken's first novel is The Giant's House. Reviewer Alan Chews teaches creative writing at George Mason University in Virginia.